Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Block Stops Girl Blocks Review podcast. I'm Rex.
And I'm Mav, my boy. Welcome to the show.
All right. Yes.
Today, we are kind of going back to a classic here on the Block Stops podcast, but not the same part of it, if that makes any sense. Rex, what are we going to be reviewing today?
Today, we are doing a favorite of mine. Reason we didn't do it earlier is we were still actually beating it because it's a harder game than its original counterpart. Today, we are doing Color or Die, Chapter 2.
Let's do this. So, Color or Die, Chapter 2, of course, is by Big Works Games, just like Chapter 1, and I would say, the genre, once again, it's very unique, so it has an element of, scary stuff to it. It has a bit of horror. There's some story to it. There's a lot of obby elements, and that just really makes it interesting. So it's kind of a mix of a lot of different game genres. And of course, just like the previous game, this whole game is based around you're inside this colored version of the back rooms, I would compare it to. And
yeah, but it's really like the first level, the back rooms.
Right. It's not really like it, but, you know, it is. It does kind of resemble just the concept and maybe even the monsters. And then also, so there are colored walls, just like the last game. And with every new paint bucket you collect, you gain a new color. You're able to hide on a different wall. And also, in addition to that, you collect paintbrushes, which in this one, there are 15 paintbrushes, which is quite a few. And so once you collect all those, you will get to go through the special door into white door and finally through your exit of choice. Mm-hmm. And that's a summary really, of the game.
Yeah. So it's really fun. And speaking of really fun, I guess let's just move into our opinions.
Sure. But first, one of the things we do want to warn you guys, there are different monsters in this, not just the one from the first one. So real quick, I'll just say there's one just like the beginning monster. Just like the one from Chapter 1, just walks around, kind of hunches over, looks a lot different, and in my opinion, cooler mm-hmm. because of the
looks hunch. A lot more, like, mature, almost.
Yeah. Or maybe even elderly.
Yeah.
And then, Rex, though, there is a different monster.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, this other monster, he is almost as annoying as Screech. So, basically, it's a small little monster who jumps around everywhere. And it's kind of hard to predict. Because if you see him, it's not like he automatically locks onto you. But, a lot of times he's jumping around, and then if he sees you hiding on a wall, because he can see you, but the monster can't with your paint, he'll run up to you and take off all of your paint. So now you still have the paint to open the door, but now the monster can see you.
Now that is it, once again, for our, review of this game. Now it's time to jump into our opinions. So,
it's time to move on to our opinions.
We now have... Right. I'll start.
Okay.
I really do like this game. It's really, really cool. And it is just... It's a very unique game, as I've said multiple times already. And, like, I've played this game for hours and been frustrated at it. And I do like how you can get different lives and kind of revive yourself, which is nice. But it is just a very frustrating game. And there is, like, a lot of lore in this game. And, like, recognize it or not, you gotta admit, there is quite a bit of lore. And,
oh, yeah.
And, like, the whole theory about the monster being the person named Bill, when you enter the paintbrush door, you'll see the house, which is believed to be, Bill's childhood house, and then, once you get White Bucket, you turn around and you see that the house is actually on fire, depicting how Bill's childhood home went up in flames. And all these things are believed to just be showing a story of,
And not only in chapter one, like Mab was talking about, but also in chapter two, how the monster would most likely be related to the Bill in chapter one. And, like, more stuff like that. It's, like, deeper and deeper.
Right. And, like, the chapter two, they added a lot more locations to here. And even just that, the giant door with the, wires and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, so.
Yeah. So, I think this is a really interesting game. It can be very frustrating at times, but it also just really wants to make me keep playing it. Now, I am iffy on this game about playing with friends, because as you very much could, I don't really think it would make much of a difference than playing it solo.
Right.
But, I mean, you could all help each other out, like, to find rooms and stuff, but it doesn't make that much difference from being a solo game or multiplayer game. I really like I don't really like it. How in this game, if you pay a few or so wins, you can play as the monster and catch people, which I think is a cool element, but it's slightly overpowered.
Right.
Otherwise, I like how it is more difficult than Rainbow Friends Chapter 1. Color Die Chapter 1. And it's a much bigger map, but you can still figure out the layout, but it's going to take more time and more run-ins with the monster, which I really like.
Mm-hmm. And kind of talking about how the monsters are viewed as monsters, there is some rooms that I really just enjoy that are filled with lore. And then on top of that, just the music is awesome. And I believe it's the third door, the white room. You can see when you go through, it's just the monster. It instead of like a obby or a chase, it's actually just and it just says sit back and observe, and you actually get to see like the monster is just sitting on the side of the river crying. And I find this game really enjoyable, especially because of the music. And in chapter 2, I think they take it to like the next level musical. So that makes it a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, let's get into our ratings. Alright, so now, of course, it's time for our ratings. And first category, as always, 10-point system. We have graphics.
Okay, so maybe not many people might agree with me, but I know it's just, like, colored walls. But when you really think about it, the wires, the door, the monsters, and the obbies, they all have so much detail. So I'm going to give it, I know there's a lot of plainness to it, but I mean, it's just supposed to be plain. There's not really much you could do. And even those secret rooms and like lore rooms, they still all have really good graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna rate it an 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. So I really like how in this game, they did choose like some very good, colors, for the actual colors in color again, and also just the black and white kind of theme of, maybe perhaps since the white room is black and white, and how the paintbrush room is black and white. Maybe that means that, like, black and white is normal life, and the monsters have been doomed forever to this maze of colors. They can't come back, because of course they cannot come in there. And also, just when monsters get near you, the static effect is really good.
Mm.
I found that I think simpler the better on these types of games. Trying to go really complex can often pay a very heavy price. It takes a while to make, and usually it ends up not being what you intended it to be. So I like the part where they did have some really good graphics. I like the parts where it kind of just seems plain and normal. I really do like it all. And I feel like they put so much work into the functions of this game that they wouldn't really have time to go into depth in the graphics. I only have one kind of complaint. And I don't know if you're going to disagree about this with me or not.
What is it?
But I do think that black rooms, lore rooms, stuff like that, they really did, for some reason, just remind me of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse type animation. Mm-hmm. And what I would really like to see is perhaps your color, the colors, and just your whole character kind of be transformed. Because I know that is doable, right? Like, a game can transform the colors of, like, items and stuff. And so I was thinking, like, if maybe you just changed it from less texture and more color, I think that might just take it a step further if you were to do that. Yeah, I think that is something that's really good about this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on, we have... So, and I'll go first. This game is more difficult than Chapter 1. That is very clear. Now, I chapter 3 that much since I beat Chapter 1. But I can also gonna get more. So I definitely think this is a in-between score. It was so long ago, I don't remember what I rated Color Dye Chapter 1. But, it's hard. It definitely took me quite a few tries. Then you kind of learn it, and it's not that difficult. So I'm going to give it probably a 7.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to also give it a 7. It is quite the difficult game. Though, here's a quick tip. If, I've done this before, like, if you're getting ready to grind this game for a very long amount of time, like, I'm not going to stop playing this until I get, the end of Chapter 2. That's great. Here's what you should do. I think, if you join the group, and of course you have free wheel spins and all that, you can get lives, which I believe lives are maybe one of the most common things on the wheel. And just after like a couple days of logging in, you can get a full set of lives, which will allow you to not revive, but like keep alive and not lose all of your colors and paintbrushes. And that I found was a very, very helpful use of that tool. But it does also kind of give you a hack slash buff in which you'll get your color back oftentimes when you're not supposed to have it. Which, do that if you want, if you're okay with that. Absolutely. But if you're not okay with that, and if that feels like cheating to you, don't do it at all. And finally, we have our final category, enjoyability.
Right. So, it's a very enjoyable game. I enjoy it, but there's times where you're like, what? I was totally hiding. How did the monster get me? Like, what is with this game? I'm leaving. And it's me once or twice, but I still keep coming back and keep playing it because that's like, it's like a sinking feeling. You beat Chapter 1, Rex. You can beat Chapter 2. It shouldn't be this difficult. And so then once you really get repetition going of playing it, playing it once a day, like doing my daily run. And eventually that worked well enough and I beat it.
Really enjoyable.
I give it a...
I'm going to give it a 9 because I love the music. When you get in the game, the first thing you hear is the music. And you... For some reason, that just sets the mood, right? And, like, coming back into it recently, I was just like, whoa, there's the music, and now I just want to play that game. And the music is so good in that sense, in that it's, like, really captivating and everything, and I think it, like, just takes it to the next step of enjoyability. And also, just this game in general, it does take repetition. Just like Doors, if you're, like, playing it, you keep playing it and everything, and you go run after run after run, repetitive, and just, like, trying, don't give up, you will eventually beat this, just like you could Doors. And when you do that, it is very, very, very rewarding. I remember the night that I beat Color or Die, and I was so happy. I had, like, screenshots, screen videos, screen recordings, like, in-game screenshots from Roblox, captures, all of that stuff. I had, like, a whole Color or Die avatar and everything, and I loved it so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, real quick, I'm actually going to boost mine up to an 8 because of the music.
Right. Okay, so now, sadly, it's time to wrap up this episode.